In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on a Tuesday. As Dave mentioned earlier, we got some county folk in, so I'm the guy for that. If you have any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Also tweet us. You can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. You can also tweet myself at Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, today, two being the number, day, D-A-Y. Just after 9:07, we are now here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, Commission Chairman. Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Brady. What's the difference between tweet and Twitter and... I guess you probably understand all that. I don't do any of that, but I sure hear a lot about it.
Tweet and Twitter is like the same thing. Tweet's like the message. Twitter's kind of like what it's called overall.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good deal.
Here we go. Already out of the gate, we're learning something.
Absolutely. I try to learn at least one thing every day. Some of it I can't use, and some of it is useful.
So you're covered for the rest of the day. You don't need to learn anything.
Oh, absolutely. I'm done today. I wouldn't even have to go to Kansas City today.
But you are.
I am. It's our annual Kansas Association of County annual meeting in Kansas City, and it's a three-day event, and it's a very important item that we need to utilize to convey things back and forth amongst ourselves because of some of the ramifications that are brought down on us by the state of Kansas, you know. So we need to have our ducks in a row, so to speak, because there are things that the state does that impacts counties heavily. And as I spoke a year ago about the amount of money that the state had taken out of the county's funds and the cities also. And so we're trying to stand up for ourselves and the taxpayers of the counties because, you know, this is where government starts right here at the county. And we're trying to keep the taxes as low as we can. And, of course, now I'm starting to hear people have gotten their tax statements, including myself. And
785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to get involved in the conversation. Sorry.
But I don't control the appraising or and the tax bill, et cetera. But we did set the mill levy, and it was lower this year. I think we're the only entity that did, you know, have a lower mill levy. Well, for 2018. 2017 was a slight rise, but I brought a sheet, you know, and I was talking to somebody here a week ago Saturday that was just thought that Raleigh County just collected some county tax. And I'm holding a sheet of 8.5 by 11 papers full both sides of everything that we collect. And that costs money to hire, to employ people to collect all these taxes, all the townships, the fire districts. You can't believe how many cemeteries there are, you know, in Raleigh County. And we collect 100% of all the taxes. Then we are responsible for dispersing them to the appropriate organization and agencies.
Including the state, too, I believe.
Including the state also. And so that takes time. It takes personnel and of course, which takes salaries and benefits. So it's a little more involved than just us collecting the 38 mill levy for the county.
And going back to the case, the Kansas Association of Counties Conference in Kansas City, it starts, imagine that starts today and goes a couple
of
days?
It started this morning with concurrent education, and one of them is talking about county administrators. And that's always been a topic at each election, county election. But and this is my take, but basically in this past year, two more counties have dropped out. One fired their administrator, and another one chose not to renew. And then there was one came up for vote, another county, and it was defeated heavily because, as I pointed out before, the I've got a sheet with me, the amount of money difference between three commissioners and three commissioners and an administrator is a tremendous amount of money, and the taxpayers really don't want to add up to the mill levy. Counties that have administrators are working very well, so it's not to say that it may not happen someday, but each county needs to make that decision. The voters need to make that decision, and I think of the counties being well-run, I haven't heard of any push to add a county administrator position yet, so there are a few individuals in Raleigh County that would prefer that happen. The one thing to remember is, though, the person running the county then isn't an elected person. Well, ultimately, the commissioners have the say. There's a lot of business just conducted by the administrator that's actually done by a person that has is not elected and can be moved out of the office. So
if Riley County were to ever have a county administrator, it would be appointed by the commission?
Yeah, you got me there, Brady. I would assume that the commission would hire the administrator, yes.
And what do you think, as far as those voices that you hear that are proponents of having a county administrator in Riley County, what do you think the reasoning is there? Why do you think they want that?
Just my speculation. One point is I think they think that would be nonpartisan. And I've pushed and pushed and pushed to try to make county commissioners nonpartisan because I think it should be like the city commission, school board. I mean, I think it should be nonpartisan because I've only been in 5 years and go to quite a few of the meetings, county commissioners across the state of Kansas. The only time I ever hear anything mentioned is somebody has to file one party or another or independent. Never have I ever heard any commissioners anywhere in Kansas, 105 counties, talk Republican, Democrat, or independent. They are, and I don't know every single one of them, but I know a lot of them, and they're in there. They ran for office to do something for the citizens of the county. And so I never hear it mentioned. So that's why I think it ought to be a nonpartisan position because we're there just to work for the people, period. I think when you get to the state level, federal level, that gets to be a big deal. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And everything that goes on, you know what goes on or hear what goes on in big politics. And that's the way it is. It's not a complaint. But at the county level, I'd say 100% of the people that I know are in there to do the best they can for the citizens.
I know since I've been covering local government at the city and county level since my newspaper days, it really is enlightening. I really wish more people would get involved at the local level in some way, even if it's just attending a meeting.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, mm-hmm. Because you're exactly right, Commissioner. You do see that where the national politics that you hear about it, that really, yes. and at state level, it kind of goes out the door because you're not talking about party platform issues,
no.
Really.
No.
You're talking about water services. You're talking about roads.
Absolutely.
You're talking about tangible things. You're talking about, and you're also talking about money mm-hmm. that you actually have.
Absolutely.
At the state level, money can be brought in a lot of different ways. At the federal level, of course, they can just order up as much as they want. But when you're talking at the city and county level, you're talking about real dollars.
Absolutely.
That have to be in your bank.
And people know where you live, and they have your phone number. I mean, it's quite a job. I heard a person, it's been several months ago, at a local convenience store, I was getting coffee, and it kind of snarled about your wants versus needs. Well, I can tell you right now, we have a CIP list. You sit in the meetings, and we go over, and on that list are things that our agencies, they put down that they're going to be needing. We don't have the luxury of having a want list. I mean, if we had a want list, you know, a swimming pool, or I mean, we don't have a want list, but everything on that list are things that we need to use to keep up the county. We get questioned about the new pickups. Well, right now, currently, we have a very beneficial way of purchasing pickups through the state buying purchasing. And so basically, when we trade the truck, get rid of the truck, we get almost all of our money back. And instead of having a piece of scrap iron left at the end and having spent a lot of maintenance on it. So right now it's been very beneficial to keep the vehicles busy and working instead of in the shop being worked on. It may change in the future, but right now we have the benefit of that. We have the benefit of some of our heavy equipment, motor graders and things, on a 10-year lease and then being purchased back at a fairly large price. And so we look at all these things, and we try to do what's going to be best long-term, not whether we want a new one or not. One case in point, we have a payloader we need to replace, and we spent $69,000 on it. It cost $89,000 new. It's wore clear out and rusted, but we just don't have the money right now to replace it because a new one is a lot more money.
And just a little education, going back to what you were saying earlier, CIP, Capital Improvement Projects, what that
yes. mm-hmm.
stands for if you're – paying attention to county government long enough, you'll hear that.
Oh, many
you'll
times.
Hear that pretty often. We're due for our first break of the hour here on In Focus. We come back, we'll talk more with Riley County Commission Chairman Ron Wells right here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
At Ready Systems, our customers want technology to help make a house feel more